Hey, David, thank you for your question. As we sit here and prepare for the draft, just so you know, is that we spend just as much time on the first round as we do starting in day two. So a lot of those players we think are going to be there with our second round pick are going to be a significant player for us as well. Hey, Josh, appreciate your question. We started our off-season program last week. Very excited. All of our players have showed up. We have a lot of new faces down in that locker room. And I know how this coaching staff and Coach Zimmer are when these new faces come in and how excited they are to get this off-season started in the right way. And this, I can tell you, has been a very exciting time here as we started the off-season to get ready for next year. Hey, Andy, appreciate the question. Probably my biggest ritual is every morning I get up and walk my dogs at 5 a.m., and then me and my wife go out for breakfast. And I've done that for the last 27 years, getting prepared for the draft before we come in. Hey, Robert, appreciate the question. I think the hardest part of the NFL draft is the anticipation. Our scouts, our college directors, everybody involved in the process has spent the last 9 months getting prepared for these 3 days. And I think as you sit there and just anxious to make those picks and to see how those picks end up turning out is probably the hardest thing you have to do. Hey, Arnold, I'll tell you the traits that we're looking for in Minnesota Viking players. They have to be tough, they have to be passionate, high character guys that are smart football players. And myself and Coach Zimmer believe if we bring in those traits and that football player has those specific areas that we're looking for, he'll be a very good Minnesota Viking. Hey, Derek, thanks for your question. I think there will be a lot of trades in this year's draft. Something new that has never been able to be done before is that everybody's allowed to trade their compensatory picks. So that will create a lot more movement in this draft than I think you have seen in the past. Hey, Corey, thank you for your question this afternoon. This year's draft class is different, just like every year there's a difference in a draft class. A lot of it depends on the strength or weaknesses of a specific position. This year, the halfback class happens to be one of the strongest positions in the draft, where in the past that might have been one of the weakest positions. So every year we go ahead and look to see what positions are stronger or weaker, and that varies year by year.